Word. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who was the man haunting their home? Was it the spirit of a man who died near the property 50 years ago?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And we like real ghost stories. We want to hear your real ghost story. So call it in. You can do that anytime. 855-853-4802. You could write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also listen without the commercials. If you want to do that, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Kathy, how's it going today?
Well, hey, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, yep, it was him. It was the guy that died 50 years ago. Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't even know the story yet.
Yeah.
But just from that little
it sounds plausible
tease,
already.
Yes. Because who else could it be? I don't know.
It's possible. It's definitely possible.
I love a good haunted house story.
I do,
and
too.
This is a good haunted house story.
Oh, good.
Although,
okay,
I don't
go.
Want it to happen to me. It's like I'd rather hear the haunted house stories than live through the haunted house stories. Like, I thought about you the other night. On my piano, I have a couple pictures, and one of them is a picture of our dad. And I go into that room. It's a front room. It's like the formal front room that nobody sits in. I bought a couple chairs that nobody's ever sat in, I don't think. Well, my cats. But outside of that, nobody ever sits in them. But, you know,
well, that's because you have that really nice big room on the back that they added
exactly.
on.
So I actually have a living room. So yeah. I walk into that front room, and that picture of Dad is turned sideways.
Oh.
And
well,
like,
you have cats.
I know. And I'm like, freaky. Oh, cats. So I think, you know, a lot of things that happen in my house, it's like easier. I can blame it on a cat. I don't want to live in a haunted house.
There you go.
But I do think it was the cats because it's moth season. It seems to never be going away all summer and spring, spring now. And they just continually chase them.
Yeah.
But I thought about you because you have that problem in your house with pictures turning, but you don't have a cat.
No cats.
Which is why I think you need to get one. It would just make it less creepy. Then you just go, oh, the darn cat.
You know, it is interesting to look back at the places that you've lived that have been haunted. And there oftentimes is that story about somebody died. I was just having this conversation the other day. Well, it was the other evening with my brother and my mom and my sister-in-law on Mother's Day. We were talking about the old house that we lived in and so forth. And there had been the story around that people had told us that someone in the house had died of a poisoning and that they always thought that that was what haunted the house was this man who had died, who it had been a boarding house. And there was some story that he died because the food was poisoned or something. So it was this story about him. So I always think it's interesting, like in this one today where we're hearing about somebody that had died on the property, you know, 50 years ago or whatever. So I'm anxious to hear exactly what this is all about.
So let's dive in. It says, it is very hard to write about this as it scares me to talk or even think about it. But I can get a better perspective on it if I share my story. That's pretty bad if you don't even like to talk about it or think about it.
Yeah, but I like the idea that maybe getting this out will be of some help.
Well, and like we've talked in other episodes, sometimes it's just validating. When you hear the story told and people aren't like judging you or going, oh, you crazy. But
yeah, or they're saying, yeah, something similar happened to me. Uh-huh, I get it.
Mm-hmm. So 15 years ago, my parents built their dream home in a very rural part of Michigan on a wooded lot with a small pond on it. My parents' house is set far from the main road by a long, winding dirt driveway that passes very close to the pond. One night, shortly after we moved in, I was in a deep sleep in my bed when I heard a deep male voice yell, "Help!" right in my ear, as if someone's mouth was inches from my ear, and they yelled in pain. I instantly shot up, wide awake, looked around my room, expecting to see a family member standing there needing something. And to my surprise, my room was empty. The door was closed. This happened almost every other night. I would be sound asleep and be suddenly jolted out of bed by a loud, sharp yell. I found this odd and scary, but attributed it to being my imagination or maybe a dream. I just didn't know. About a month after continually waking up, I was asleep and heard the yell, but this time it sounded somewhat different. It was typically a yell for help, or it would sometimes yell, "Hey," just to get your attention. It was always a distinct word, though, but this time it was more of a growl, a loud, drawn-out grunt inches from my ear. That's spooky. That is really spooky. I awoke to see a dark, shadowy figure kneeling in the corner of my bedroom. Its arms were hugged around itself, and it swayed back and forth slightly, as if cold or scared. I felt the blood drain from my head, instantly lightheaded and terrified. It was hard to breathe. I think it's interesting. A lot of times, it's usually in a corner. People will see something in their room, and they always say it's in a corner of their room.
Yeah. Yeah, we hear that a lot.
Or sometimes in the doorway, if the door is open.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere in my darkened bedroom was thick and heavy, as if the air around me was crushing in on my body. The figure huddled there for only a handful of seconds before untangling itself and slithering out of my bed. I don't like the word slithering.
Oh, no, you're right. The word slithering, right
is it,
there.
Is in Boom. Connection with snakes, or in this case, ghosts, paranormal.
Oh, anything that slithers, I'm out.
It untangled itself. I don't like that. And slithering out of my bedroom door, which was slightly ajar, and went into the dark hallway.
Oh,
I instantly started screaming, crying, and throwing up. That's you are terrified when you start throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
My mom
yeah.
ran into my room and was sure it was only a dream and that I was probably getting sick with some kind of flu, and that would explain what had happened. I was not ill. The next morning, I felt perfectly fine, except for the lingering terror from the night before that it was impossible to shake. I could only imagine. That's all you could think about.
Slithering?
Slithering. Something slithering out of your bedroom.
I can't do slithering.
Here is where the pond on my parents' property comes into play. I used to walk my dog for miles around the rural dirt roads and farms surrounding my parents' house. During my walks, I frequently would stop and talk to the same elderly man who would always be out in his garden. One day, I stopped to chat with him as usual and explained where I lived. His eyes lit up a bit when I mentioned the pond and winding driveway and pointed in the direction of my home. He recognized the land immediately, and he said, "You're in the new house they built on that pond where that poor soul died." I was shocked, and instantly my blood went cold. I knew immediately that what I had seen and experienced in my room was related to what this man was about to tell me. He then proceeded to explain an incident that had happened in that pond 50 years before. He and his wife had been sitting on their front porch late one night when a car flew by with a police car chasing it about a quarter mile behind. The couple watched as the car made a sharp turn left, swerving onto another dirt road, appearing to cut through a cornfield and out of sight. A few moments later, the police cruiser sped by trying to catch the fleeing man. The man in that car ended up evading the police that night, and eventually they called off the chase. What was discovered later is that in his attempt to flee, the man had sped down a winding dirt path and into a dark, overgrown field and had accidentally driven straight into a deep pond. The man, unable to free himself from the sinking car, had drowned that night. His body wasn't discovered until sometime later when someone happened across the pond and noticed something strange sunk into the water and muck. It appeared to be the roof of a car. They pulled the wrecked car from the muck and trapped inside was a man's lifeless body. He was dead. I am convinced that the shadow figure I saw in my room that night and the male voice that would yell for help or growl in my ear was him. I never saw the figure again, but would be woken up in the middle of the night constantly, either by a single loud shout or just waking in a panic. My sister had also told me that she had been awoken by something she thinks was someone shouting, "Hey," in her ear, one single loud yell. It has only happened to her a handful of times, though. Also, my mother was woken from a deep sleep by what she thought was an intruder hitting her in the face. She said she was sound asleep when she felt a hand smack her, a very hard whack across her mouth. She bolted up to find nobody else in her room.
Wow.
That's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
The next morning, she went to my sister and me and asked if we had been in a room and if we had done that. Of course we hadn't. We would never do something like that, but it reminded me of how I had been awakened so many times before, never by being hit, but with tremendous force nonetheless. Over the years, the incidents of being woken up have slowed greatly and will only happen maybe once a year, but I also moved into my own home long ago and don't stay overnight at my parents' house often anymore. I just wonder if all these years later, I should do something to get this ghost to leave. Should I acknowledge out loud to the spirit that I know what happened and I can't help him and I'm sorry for the horrible way he died? Or do I never address him? Is it best to act as if nothing happened? I don't want things to start happening with the frequency they used to when I was younger, or worse, start happening in my own home. Whatever's going on in my parents' house is something I think about often, and it still gives me feelings of dread. Thanks so much. All the best. What do you think?
Well, are the parents still experiencing things?
That is not mentioned.
Because that's what
It makes me think yes, because the way, let me scroll back up here, because the way it says, over the years, the incidents of being woken up have greatly slowed and will only happen maybe once a year. So I don't know. That could be to her. It's only happening maybe once a year. Or is that
And
to
that's
the
what
parents?
She's telling him.
Yeah.
You know, she's not necessarily telling them that it's every time it happens.
Yeah. Or it could still be. It makes me think it's still happening to the parents because, you know, this person, he or she, I'm not sure. The way they're describing that makes me think that, well, it's still going on because they're still worried about it. Like, yeah. Do I do anything about this?
Yeah.
So my guess is it still happens, just not at the frequency it happened before. So do you just go, we're doing better. It's still happening. Or
I'm wondering, like, why were the police chasing him to begin with? Was there some backstory there?
I mean, if the police are chasing you, it's never for good cause.
I wouldn't think so.
But whatever it was, he did not deserve to end up dying in the car, which had to have been quite a horrific thing to go through. I don't even like thinking about that. And no matter what he did, he didn't deserve that. So I think he's just not at peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know if you can help that entity, that spirit, find peace. It would be nice, you know, and I've heard of people acknowledging it. We hear that all the time. It's like, you can't do this. You know, you need to move on.
They say that there is some peace after they acknowledge it, or they say, you know, they might say, you know, I'm a child of God, or, you know, so if they believe in God, if it, you know, things like that seem to kind of, or just get mad and say, you have got to leave me alone.
Right. This is our house. We live here. But it makes me think the two are definitely connected.
Oh, I think so too.
Because it seems like a very tortured spirit and it's trying to get their attention, obviously, but it's not doing it in a kind way, which makes me think that the person wasn't a super kind, good person, maybe, in life.
You know, and I know exactly what they're talking about when they say that you're woken up, like you're asleep, but then something talks to you, yells at you outside of your body.
Yeah.
And it wakes you up. It happened to me last week, where I was asleep and I heard somebody say my name really loudly. It was a woman, which is unusual. I don't often hear women, but a woman said my name really loud and something about helping them. And it scared me so bad. I just sat straight up and I was shaking. And I thought, my daughter, she was out of the country at the time. And I thought, oh my God, something's wrong with my daughter, you know, and I'm just shaking. And thinking, is it that? Is it? And, you know, nothing came of that I know, but I get the feeling the next day, I just had this weird lingering feeling that mm-hmm. I had been, somebody had tried to connect with me or tell me something. And it was just a weird feeling. And so I think that's what they're talking about when they're talking about this, you know, waking you up. And then it doesn't just go away. It just hangs on you.
But your daughter was fine, so let's.
She was fine. Yeah, no worry, everybody.
Got back to the country safely.
Yeah, she was in Panama. She's fine. It's all good to go.
But this just seems like the spirit is angry, like mm-hmm. to whack the mom.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
I can't even imagine.
That was
that.
Really something.
One more thing to be scared about as you're falling asleep at night. I hope something doesn't whack me in the face.
But I think it would be worth a try, don't you?
I don't think you have anything to lose. You know, can you piss it off anymore? You know, it seems to be pretty angry, but I think maybe by acknowledging it and saying, look, you have got to move on. You're not at peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you move on, you could find peace, but, you know, mm-hmm. terrorizing us, that is not how you want to spend eternity.
That's right.
So that's what the Definitely. Approach I would take.
I think that I would too. Because like you said, what do you have to lose?
Exactly.
What you have to lose is something slithering around in the house.
Slithering is not a good word.
No. Oh my gosh, when you said that, I about flipped over.
I knew when I said slithering, you would not like that. I'm just like now on from time to time, I'm just going to throw slithering into a story.
Oh, and you'll hear me go, oh no.
Well, if you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening. Good night, Kathy.
Good night, Carol.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
FinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit FinQuest.com for more details.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.